Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." Oh, friend, may we be filled with the hope, joy, and peace of knowing Jesus. What an encouraging passage today from Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It is Thursday, March 19th, 2020. My name is Joey Kroll. Welcome to Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And just want to encourage you to just continue to be in prayer for just our cities, our states, our nation, and the people around the globe as they walk through just this interesting pandemic right now. And so just continue to pray for one another, check in on one another, but also encourage one another. I'll tell you what, tensions are high, and you go to the grocery store, oh my, you can just feel the tension in some aisle. So just pray for one another and encourage one another, dear friend, and share that hope, oh my, that hope that we have in Christ. Yeah, friend, I pray that the week has been more than just okay for you. I know it's been an interesting week, that's for sure, with everything with the COVID-19 and churches being postponed, or some churches canceling services. And I just say all that to also pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. He has never led a church through a pandemic like this ever before. This is a first for all pastors. So just pray for them, encourage them, don't criticize them, bring that criticism to the throne room, all right? You bring that to the Lord, not to them, and give it to Jesus. Pray for them and encourage your pastor at this time. Hey, I just want to remind you of a couple of different things here at Great News Radio. Our heart and desire, of course, is to educate, edify, and evangelize, but right now we also want to be a place of encouragement and comfort. If we could ever pray for you, we would love to pray for you and with you and lift you up to the throne room of grace. So you can reach out to us. You can email us, staff@greatnewsradio.org, staff@greatnewsradio.org, or you can call us 217-367-7777. Well, friend, we are still, as of right now, planning that Let Freedom Ring Philadelphia bus trip tour that we're going to be doing later on this fall, September 27th through October 2nd. You can get more details on that by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, today for Mark and Friends, I thought we would just kind of hit the brakes a little bit on some things and let today's program be just a morning of encouragement. We're going to be playing some songs that will uplift us and edify us. I'm going to be sharing some incredible scriptures, finding some strength from the Word of God. So we're going to be playing songs of encouragement. Here's what Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 says. Listen to this. I love this. It says, "Though the fig tree does not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation."
You seem so far away, a million miles or more, it feels today. And though I haven't lost my faith, I must confess right now that it's hard for me to pray. But I don't know what to say, and I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing, yes, I will pray. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing, I will pray. Lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true, I will sing. It's hard for me to see all the thoughts and plans you have for me, Jesus. But I will put my trust in you, knowing that you died to set me free. Oh, thank God. But I don't know what to say. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing, I will pray. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing,
yes I will,
I pray. Lift my hands to all, because your word is true.
Sing it again.
I will sing.
Oh, he sings to you tonight.
I will pray. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. I will pray. Lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true.
We sing to you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. We sing to you, Lord. Oh, we lift our voices and sing. Worship. Sing to you, Lord. We sing, we sing, we sing, we sing, we sing. Isn't that a pretty song? It's music from Don Moen, reminding us no matter what goes on around us, we still have a song to sing. You're listening to Mark and Friends today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and this program is dedicated to just encouragement today. You know, our culture is a lot of things going on in our culture today, and friend, the only place where we can find strength is in Christ and Christ alone. Listen to this from Psalm 46, verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Listen to this. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved.
When you've said all there is to say, When you've prayed as long as you can pray, when you're broken, battered and bruised, and you don't know what else to do, hold on to Jesus. Story never been told, for every washed up, jaded, hurt and frustrated person at the end of their road. Hold on to Jesus.
Describe it. It comes down to one word. Worry.
What are we to do about these past, present, and future worries? The Bible says that we are to cast them upon Him.
The hymn Billy Graham is talking about is Jesus Christ.
We can have peace and joy in the midst of the troubles and anxieties of life if we put our trust in Him. Are you a child of God? Have you put your life in His hands? If you haven't, then your fears and difficulties are justified, for there is no security here or hereafter without Him.
Learn how you can put your life in God's hands when you start a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Just click on Grow Your Faith at the top of the page from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning,
and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. How I adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter. Maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Reminder of the empty tomb. That's music from Mark Bishop, and My Name is Jesus, playing songs of encouragement today here on Mark and Friends here on this Thursday, March 19th, 2020. And friend, we certainly live in uncertain times. There's panic, there's fear, anxiety is at a great high in our nation at the moment. But friend, here's what the Word of God says. Psalm 46, verse 10. It says, be still. Friend, I know about the headlines. I'm very well aware of the stuff on social media and the news stories, but the Bible says, be still. And know that I am God. Friend, as we continue on in our Thursday, let's be still in His presence. Today.
still and know that He is holy. Be still, O restless soul of mine. Bow before the Prince of Peace. Let the noise and clamor cease. Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is faithful. Consider all that He has done. Stand in awe and be amazed. Know that He will never change.
Still.